Massachusetts U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz says she'll step down a week before Donald Trump takes office. Ortiz is the first woman and first Latina to hold that office in Massachusetts. Her tenure has included several high-profile cases, including the conviction of South Boston gang boss James Whitey Bulger.
Today is a day that many in this city thought would never come. James J. Whitey Bulger now stands convicted for his role as the ringleader of the murderous Winter Hill Gang.
There has also been controversy during her tenure, particularly over her handling of the case of Aaron Schwartz, a self-proclaimed computer hacker who committed suicide as he faced potential prison time. WBUR senior correspondent David Boweri has followed Ortiz closely throughout her career and joins us now to talk about it. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Bob.
First off, we played a clip of her remarks a moment ago, as you heard, after the conviction of Whitey Bulger. There's been a lot of high-profile prosecutions during her tenure. The marathon bomber, Jahar Tsarnaev, immediately comes to mind. How do you think that Ortiz will be remembered?
She certainly was in the crucible. She was fearless, energetic, gung-ho. Sometimes too gung-ho, said her critics, Bob, including some judges. She was there for the prosecution of two federal death penalty trials, extraordinary for this state, and the terrorism trial of the marathon bomber. Then there was the racketeering trial of James Whitey Bulger you just mentioned. There were a number of corruption trials of public officials, including the former Speaker of the House, Sal DeMasi, and some cases that just fell flat on their faces and brought sharp criticism of her, sometimes scathing criticism.
As you say, David, a lot of high-profile cases. And as she announces that she's stepping down, a movie releases this week, Patriots Day, that reminds us again of Jahar Tsarnaev. Here she is at a press conference after the Boston Marathon bomber was found guilty.
Even in the wake of horror and tragedy, we are not intimidated by acts of terror or radical ideals. On the contrary, the trial of this case has showcased an important American ideal that even the worst of the worst deserve a fair trial and due process of law.
The Boston Marathon bombing wasn't her only counterterrorism prosecution, David Boweri, was it?
No, during her tenure, there was this huge jump in counterterrorism cases, Bob. I think she was the first U.S. attorney in Boston to be there when things, prosecution changed in this regard. We saw a string of these homegrown would-be jihadists, as they were labeled, and these efforts to stop these, quote, aspirational terrorists before they ever became active.
And of course, Carmen Ortiz took on the establishment of, well, she made political corruption cases a priority and went after some entrenched politicians.
Yeah, corruption cases involving State Senator Diane Wilkerson, the Boston City Councilor Chuck Turner, both of them African Americans, and she didn't back down. When Turner compared himself to Rosa Parks, she snapped right back at him, "You're no Rosa Parks." So the big case that she had involved Sal DeMasi, speaker, liberal hero. She portrayed this culture of corruption. Now, even though the later cases of corruption, including the probation department, would fall apart, DeMasi was someone who was convicted of old-fashioned corruption. He got $65,000 in payments for awarding about $17 million in software contracts. But give her due, she also advocated with the Bureau of Prisons that he be released early for compassionate reasons of health.
You mentioned the probation department. Of course, this week, State Probation Commissioner John O'Brien and two aides were exonerated, their case overturned, and that was a little embarrassing.
Yeah, now this gets to the heart of the criticism of Ortiz, that the prosecutors went too far. That's what a federal judge said in this case, that the overzealous prosecution of individuals for conduct the government failed to prove was illegal. The critics would say she's forgotten the truth that not all crimes are created equal, that there are priorities to pursue.
I want to ask about the Aaron Schwartz case. Here was a young man many considered an idealist, a computer expert. He allegedly downloaded research files illegally that he thought should be available, freely available to more people. Carmen Ortiz threatened to throw the book at him. time, and he was facing a possible long prison sentence, and then took his own life. Was this case her most controversial?
I think so, and I think that if she had three words that she would retract if she had the chance, and she's not one to step backwards, if she had three words to retract, it would be what she said then: stealing is stealing. Now that, Bob, equates the crimes of Bernie Madoff with Jean Valjean stealing a loaf of bread. Clearly, there is a difference. This was someone who was a troubled individual, brilliant but troubled. He suffered from depression. His lawyer told the prosecutor that Swartz was suicidal. But in January 2013, a couple months before the trial, Swartz hanged himself. Now, that was followed by nearly 100,000 signatures on a petition calling for her ouster that was sent to the White House. And she called it the worst week of her life.
And now David Boeri, Carmen Ortiz will be replaced. Donald Trump, as president, will play a role in the selection of the new U.S. attorney. How does the selection process work? What's ahead?
Well, it's certainly going to work differently this time than the way it has in the past. Normally, the senior senator from that state, if he belongs to the same party, is asked to form a nominating committee. Well, you have two senators in this state. Neither one of them are Republicans. And the president doesn't exactly get along very well with the governor with whom he could talk about who the next replacement should be. So how they choose this next U.S. attorney is going to be different, just like we're seeing a lot of things may be different come January.
WBUR's David Boeri, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition about the outgoing Massachusetts U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz.
You're welcome, Bob.